Yirmiyo Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Aleph Lilu Nishmas Betzalel Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. We are still giving the great prophecy of Yirmiyo that the day is going to come when all this is going to be over and fear and trembling will be part of the past and men will have labor pains. No comment. I said all the trans things I wanted to say last time. I might get canceled. Yud Aleph Ki Yitzcha Ani Ne'om Hashem Lehoshiyecha, because I am with you, says God, to save you. And we always have to remember that that's who we need on our side. Not Germany, not people in the UN Security Council who are going to vote on ceasefire votes and who are going to condemn Eretz Yisrael for blowing up the wrong car of aid workers, when generally speaking, not to blame the aid workers who are there to feed the poor Gazans. My YouTube now is giving me ad after ad about sending food to Gaza and how important it is and I should donate money. I think they really have the wrong algorithm, but I don't know how to turn that ad off. Never mind how many of the Hamas terrorists hide behind civilians as their basic strategy. It's only God who's going to save us. It's not Joe Biden, if anybody was wondering. Might not even be Donald Trump, if anybody's wondering. I'm going to make an end of all of the nations where I dispersed you. And if it doesn't look like it might be the end of America's days coming imminently, I don't think we're paying attention. The American empire seems to be declining and falling even as we watch right now. There will be an end to all of those nations. Achos chalo e'asech Allah. Only you, Klal Yisrael, I will not make an end of you. Which is a tremendous promise. Right now, who among us can say that we really think that the Arabs and that the enemies of the Jewish people are going to come to an end? They seem to be rising up as we fall and fall in world opinion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're the only ones who I'm not going to end. V'yisarticha la'mishpat v'nakelo anakecha. I will chasten you. I will punish you. I will reprimand you justly. Mida keneged mida, you're going to get punished. You're not going to come off completely clear. V'nakelo anakecha, but I am not going to let you go. Now, this is a very interesting phrase. I won't completely destroy you, some of the Mefarshim say. Others say, I'm not going to let you go altogether unpunished. That's the Me'am Loes. Nake anakecha, one of the Mefarshim says, Rashi says, sweeping destruction. Anakecha, I'll cleanse the world of you. Which, of course, was Hitler's plan, was to make the world Judenrein and cleansed of any sign of Jews, sweep us completely out of existence. And yet, that's not going to happen. So I was watching, of all things, the movie Gladiator flipped past my screen a couple of days yesterday. And I'm flipping by and I'm looking at the beautiful CGI Colosseum where Maximus Decimus Meridius is saying to the emperor who has murdered his family, I am Maximus Decimus Meridius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife, and I will have my vengeance in this world and or the next. The problem is, if you're Roman, you're going to have your vengeance in the next world because there's no sign of you left. The Colosseum, which was built by Jewish labor, it was called the Flavian Amphitheater, built in the years after the Churban by Jewish captives, Judea Capta. Part of it still stands. It's a wreckage and a ruin. But there are no Romans there worshiping all the gods that made those giant monoliths with a 50,000-seat stadium. There's no remnant of them. The modern Italians have nothing to do with them. And, as the Panovich Arav said when he went under the Arch of Titus in the 1960s, we're still here. Titus, you're gone, but we're still here. I will make an end. B'chol ha'goyim asher ha'pitzos ichosham. One after another. Where are the ancient Greeks? Nowhere to be found. Where's Nebuchadnezzar? Where's the Babylonians? Nowhere to be found. Where's the Romans? Nowhere to be found. Where's the Nazis? I mean, there's heirs to the Nazi way of thinking, but nowhere to be found. Only you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to persist, he says to the Jewish people. Kicho amar Hashem pasuk yud beis, anush l'shivreich. This is what God says. Your injury is painful. Your shivrech, your brokenness, hurts you. Nachla makoseich. Your wound. Nachla, not like nachala, some say it makes chalui, it makes chola, it makes people who see it sick. Others say it means it is grievous. It's a terrible wound. Yud gimel ein don dinech lemazar. And there is no one to take up your case to bind your wound. The doctors have given up. They don't give medical treatment to those who are imminent death. They say, go to hospice and just die there. Lo yaleinu nebuch, when my father was in his last days, so the doctor said, there's just not much more we can do. And we understood. It was very difficult to accept, but we understood. Refuos to Allah ein loch. There is no healing medicine. You've got a fatal wound. There's nothing that can be cured. It's an incurable ailment. So these are the radak, the misfortunes, the destruction of Eretz Yisrael. It's like a grave illness without hope of recovery. Ain don dinech, others say, nobody's going to take up your judgment. Nobody's going to take up your case. Who's taking up the case of Israel in the UN these days? I forget. Oh yeah, nobody. Kol ma'ahavayich shechechuch. Vladimir Putin, who speaks from a point of very high moral standing, he doesn't want to know from us either. Kol ma'ahavayich shechechuch. All of your lovers have been forgotten. Osach lo yidroshu. They're not seeking you out. All those Avodah Zarah that you cheated on your marriage to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where are they now? They deserted you as soon as the chips were down. They've lost all interest. Kimakas oyev hikisich musar achzori. Because I have inflicted you, says Hashem. It's not Babylon. It's not Greece. It's not Rome. It's me. I have inflicted you with the wound of an enemy. Achzori. Cruel. Cruel chastisement. Al rovav onech otzmuchato soyech. Because of your many sins, the increase of your iniquity, all of your terrible behavior to have all of these lovers. Tezayin matezak al shivrech. Why do you cry out for your hurt? Anush mach ovech. That it's mortal. You have terrible, terrible pain. Al rovav onech otzmuchato sayech osisi elolach. Because of the increase, the multitude of your sins, the increase of your iniquities, that's why I have done these to you. So you complain and you moan and you say, why doesn't anybody, why did they say me too, but not for the Jew? Women's care, women's health, why don't they care about Jewish rape victims? Why don't they care about 1,200 innocent civilians, including babies, murdered and disemboweled and tortured by the Goyim, by Hamas terrorists? And Hashem told us already back 3,500 years ago in Yirmiyah. He said, don't cry out to them because they're not listening. He said it in Eicha as well. They're not listening. They've abandoned you. They've forgotten you. They tisk, tisk, and hiss through their teeth.